This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the welfare of Indian farmers. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi said, "It is a privilege for the government to serve the country's hard-working farmers." The Prime Minister highlighted that for the past 11 years, various government initiatives have boosted prosperity for farmers and also ensured an overall transformation of the agriculture sector. He said that the government has focused on issues like soil health and irrigation, which have been greatly beneficial. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Talking to reporters in Ottawa, Prime Minister Carney said, "India should be at the table as the country is one of the largest economies in the world and plays a key role in global supply chains."
There are certain countries that should be at the table for those discussions, and in my capacity as G7 chair, in consultation with others, some others make those determinations. India, the fifth largest economy in the world, effectively the most populous country in the world, central to a number of those supply chains. I extended the invitation to Prime Minister Modi. He has accepted.
India and Central Asian countries have expressed interest in joint exploration of rare earth and critical minerals in a joint statement released following the fourth meeting of India-Central Asia Dialogue held in New Delhi yesterday. Under the chairship of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, the participating nations encouraged exchange of delegations to explore new areas of cooperation in critical minerals. Foreign Affairs Ministers of Kazakhstan, the Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan attended the meeting. The Foreign Affairs Ministers unequivocally condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. They stressed that perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of terrorist acts must be held accountable and brought to justice. India has made a remarkable progress in reducing extreme poverty, with 269 million people moving out of it between 2011-12 and 2022-23. According to the latest World Bank data, extreme poverty rate dropped significantly from 27.1% in 2011-12 to just 5.3% in 2022-23. In 2011-12, around 345 million people in India were living in extreme poverty, and by 2022-23, that number fell sharply to 75 million. As the BJP-led NDA government marks 11 years in office, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the key initiatives like PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which led to the decline in the poverty rate. Eid ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. In the national capital, Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpur Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid ul-Zuha. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu called the festival a symbol of sacrifice, faith and humane values. The President urged everyone to work together to build a better society by adopting the values of selflessness and dedication. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over central Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The IMD said rainfall activity over the northeast region is likely to continue for the next 7 days. In the French Open tennis, world number one Arina Sabalenka will take on world number two Coco Gauff in the highly anticipated women's singles title clash this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. IST. In men's singles, world number one Jannik Sinner will face defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in the finals tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.